He goes, get the fuck out of my house. He goes, get the fuck out of my house. He goes, get the fuck out of my house.
We found the truth beneath your lies. And true love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
Seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
Oh no, Baywatch. Don't end, I'm not ready. Yes.
No, I missed you, my love.
Thank you, Baywatch. Thank you for that. But I'm not ready because the shit's not working. The shit is not working. Well, the website's not working. The yeast. Oh, yeah, it is. Wait. Yeastradio.com/live. Am I on? God, is it fucking slow. I'm Beyonce. I'm Baywatch. Baywatch. Hi, Littles. Come here.
I have two dogs here today.
Two audience members. Life is grand. Little Pequena. I'm here, honeys. I'm vaping.
Is that coon gone?
Ugly, and you have barnacles.
Skype now, bloated lesbian. Madge Weinstein on Skype. Madge Weinstein. It's me now. Hello. Hi everyone. Hi.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy.
Oh,
motherfucker. What the fuck happened? Oh, this son of a bitch. VLC stops my Ima Sumac from playing? I don't think so.
Like me? You come back. And what happened? You just didn't have it anymore?
Oh, I had it. I had the will and I had the talent to go with it, but... camera. A camera doesn't know how to lie. It's green. It's very clear mirror. There is a thing, God help us, called close-up.
All right, camera, the water station. Finish your camera, then, boys.
Play back!
We have two eggs and a puss in the audience. That's nice. I'm on Skype. Madge Weinstein. Yeah. Got two dogs here today. And the reason I'm grumming is because my birthday's in 2 days. And I need prezzies. As if I don't get enough from my audience. Yeah. That's Geraldine Page, Sweet Bird of Youth. Oh. Not in the mood as usual. There's Paul Newman, half knuckled.
Stage here on Broadway. I had my picture on the cover of Life magazine. Oh, wow. And at the same time, I was employing my other talent, love making.
That may be the only talent you've ever truly met before.
I've wallowed in a social register of New York.
Sumac. You know, there's a drag queen doing a show about her in New York. Lady Bunyan was posting about it earlier. And I'd like to see it, but I don't live there, so there's that.
I think I should tell you a little bit about myself, because that starts it out nicely. I come from a little town called Larchmont, which is very, very tiny. We have a mirror at one end. And which scares hell out of the visitors. Crash out. And there's a bloody stranger. But then, anyhow. So anyhow, my father is a doctor in Larchmont, and I'm very proud of my father. I think he's a lot smarter than a lot of these guys with degrees. And my father... my father's like the true American dream. This is kind of interesting. My father worked his way through medical school as a waiter.
Audience.
And to this day, little things kind of carry
audience
over into the practice. The minute a patient walks in the office, he gives them a roll and a glass of water. And,
I have to apologize because when I was playing the video, I realized I didn't have my audio on that particular image. I don't feel like doing this, but as I mentioned, my birthday is in turd days, and I'd like presents. Most frequently, now, I have been begging a lot lately, I will admit. However, Amazon is always nice. You can just email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com with your prezzies for that. You can contribute to my What the Fuck Fund, whatever it's called, thus and so. My goddamn Save Yeast Radio, I don't know what the fuck it's called. Go fund me. And here, let's listen to the rest of this fat girl. It's called The Fat Girl, Joan Rivers. This is when she was a little girl in the 60s.
The patients are like, gee, doc, what have I got? My father says, what do you have, you know? And, he writes his prescriptions like this, you know? Unless, if it's a family, he says, you want that all in one prescription, you know? And,
That's my sister's dog. Her name is Chloe. I'm dog sitting. They're in Panama.
It's very interesting. My mother is not a doctor, even though she also didn't go to medical school. She's not.
Whatever.
He is my very good friend. He got Parkinson's at 39, and they're all saying, People Magazine, never happier. Oh, yeah, the man is thrilled. His wife is happy because he shakes. She got a live-in vibrator. But it's just... It's like when your vagina falls. You can either, because vaginas fall, you can't get upset. Oh, grow up. Vaginas drop. I had no idea. I had no idea. 8 years ago, I woke up. I looked down. I said, why am I wearing a bunny slipper? It's... And why is it gray? It's just... Nowhere. My friend Margie didn't know either, and she's starting to lose her eyesight, and she was in her kitchen, she thought it was a mouse, she went, ah!
Reagan Fox, first of all, Cheryl's not here, Deborah's not here, Cheryl doesn't care, she just wants money. I texted her, and she ignored me for like 3 hours, then she said, oh, well, I'm not really going to be around until 8:30, so I can't grump, even though it's fucking almost 8:30. She's an asshole. But anyway, alcohol failed, but he's dead. But I'll call him if that's what. You're not going to give me money anyway, lying cunt.
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
I told you he was dead, Reagan. I don't know why you can't accept that. Everybody else has. Douche. I'd like to talk about Russia, Mother Russia. Also known as Russia. Let's see. Oh, John Kobach is underwhelmed. He Facebooked that he is underwhelmed. That's quite urgent. Somebody was broken it.
Me.
Matt?
Huh, yes.
What are you
How's
doing?
How's it going?
I'm ugly and fat. How are you? I heard
Same.
You got laid. Thanks. I heard you got laid the other day. Is that true?
Yes, it was very true.
Tell me what happened.
Well, it always starts with alcohol. Met him the normal way, at the bar, was getting late, thought I was cute, thought he was cute, went back to his place, and, fucked for way too long.
Well, were you the top or the bottom?
I was the top.
Was he large?
No. He was not.
Well, tell me what happened.
Well, what do you need to know?
I need to know what went down and how. Did you say, hey, when I eat your ass out or what? Did you eat
well,
his ass out?
Well, after I got myself fat shamed to death on that camping trip, I've been dieting heavily.
Yeah? Did you go see Dr. Nose Garden? Did you get, do you have any barnacles? You don't have barnacles, do you?
No, I don't have anything nasty on me. Mm. Yeah, I'm not one of those blowouts.
So you
no,
lost
seriously.
Weight.
It was just pretty organic hookup. No apps or anything for once, which is nice.
Who fat shamed you?
I did.
You fat shamed
Well, I
yourself.
Fat shamed myself. So I don't know if Brad told you the story the last time you spoke, but.
I don't remember.
We took a ferry from Port Angeles to Seattle in the RV.
Yeah.
And
you sank.
I was. Yes, that's exactly what happened. I sank the ferry.
Really?
So.
I was drowning now.
I couldn't get out. I was sitting in the back of the RV and they start loading the cars up. And the cars got loaded really close. So everyone else got out, you know, early. But by the time I realized what was happening, I could barely open the door. So I was literally trapped in the RV until we got to the other side. There was enough shame in that moment for me to realize that I needed to start taking my fatness seriously. So I started working out again. Scott Sutton recommended magnesium for my muscle issues, and that's been helping. So.
What? What does that do?
It's just high potency magnesium. It's natural muscle relaxer, I guess.
Really?
The knot in my back that usually forms went away, and so I could start exercising again. I've been running and doing the normal shit for about a week.
You've been running? Does it make your nipples hurt?
My nipples hurt? No. It does not make my nipples hurt. But, yeah, that's about it. Without getting too detailed. What are you up to, Ho?
I'm just doing a grum so I can beg for money for my birthday in 2 days.
Sounds good. Oh, that's right. Your birthday.
Well,
are you doing anything special?
I'm getting, I don't know. Going out to eat. I had a party this weekend.
How was that?
Well, considering I hate parties, it was okay. Because I hate everything, and I hate birthdays, and I hate all of it. But it was nice. We had some peepees over, and shit went down. You know how it go.
That sounds pretty nice.
Now I'm dog-sitting for my sister's.
No old fat lesbians to join you in your
just me.
Celebration of birth?
Just me.
You know, as a lesbian, I would think you would take birthdays a little more seriously. It's a celebration of getting squeezed headfirst out of the vag.
Hold on, Cheryl's trying.
Lesbian as it gets.
I have to Siri for a second. Hold on. Cheryl's being a fucking dumb cunt. You know, stupid bitch, it's really hard for me to type when I'm trying to do a podcast, period. Just call me on Skype, period. God, she's such a dumb cunt. Sorry, what were you saying?
Was she born that way, or did she kind of fall into that? Was it the dancer?
Wait, I gotta put little heart faces on it. They keep, you know, like, what is that stupid app with the horrible logo that all the kids like? That everybody's copying? You know what I'm talking about. Snapchat. Facebook keeps getting Snapchatified, and I, for the life of me, don't understand Snapchat. And like, there's
they update the app again?
Yes, they're like doing stuff, and it's like it's all these dumb things, and I don't understand it. I don't understand stories. I don't understand why you have to put all these fucking hearts on shit. I don't understand why you have to fucking.
Everyone needs to feel special, Madge. And you can't feel special unless you put your giant out for the world to smell.
Okay, that's true.
That is true.
But here's my agenda item for the D. So, everybody's talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, like Marsha Brady. But the thing is, okay.
There's a lot more happening than Russia right exactly. now.
The thing is, like, okay, first of all, Russia is, the whole thing is static. Yes, yeah. Russia interfered in the election, but there's no proof that there's no proof whatsoever yet that Trump colluded with Russia.
Correct.
Despite all these, you know, circumstantial evidence.
And allegations.
Yeah. Allegations and Rachel Maddow being a huge lesbian. Yeah, so the thing is, like, I'm looking at the news today and I'm seeing, okay, Trump
killed 200 civilians in Iraq.
Yes, we did. Was it 200? I thought it was 100.
Maybe it was. I thought it was 200. I thought it was actually 199. Okay, but so not $2.99, not to be mistaken with the cost of a plate of shrimp.
You could be right.
But yeah, it was paid.
And then today he decides to. He's just because he hates Obama, he's undoing all of his legislation. Yeah. And he said he's going to stop the war against coal, and he undid all of Obama's climate change legislation, which wasn't even that great to begin with, but it's the best he could do. So, you know, it's like he's burying us in the scorched earth, and I think these are more useful things to discuss rather than
to talk about. Yes, absolutely. Because the long-term effects of his policy changes. Yes,
because the fact
we're too
the
busy,
is,
you know, being distracted by other crap right now.
Exactly, and there was something
because that sells more headlines.
And they had like all these like fucking coal miners with Trump signing this fucking executive order, and one of them had a goddamn oxygen. Did you see the one with the oxygen tank?
Yes, yes. What the irony was palpable.
The war against coal. What war against coal?
There's no war against coal. Nobody fucking uses it anymore. That's your
Jesus
war. So great, you can put them all back to work, and they can continue to mine from coal that nobody will fucking buy, because they don't need it anymore.
Ugh.
It's just stupid. I'm not trying to think about it anymore.
Why is my website down?
The Russians did it.
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Evil Julian Assange did it.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I do hate him, by the way.
Yeah. I hate his face.
Oh, no, the sight is worn. He's such
he has a very punchable face.
Punchable face, and plus he's like fucking that, what's her face from Baywatch? You know what the tits.
Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ugh.
She visits him, yeah.
Well, so whatever, I mean, rocks your gine.
I didn't necessarily believe all the rape shit, but then when he said that he's dating her, I'm like, oh yeah, he rapes.
Yep. I mean,
come on. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, like, why bother with the Russia when you have all this? Goodness.
Because we're dumb. Americans are stupid. We've had this conversation before.
I know, but I feel like
we're dumb.
Like
we're like single track, single issue issues. Idiots, you know.
Morons.
So I'm a little tired because I worked a very long day at the planty today.
I hate
that's short for plantation.
I hate working so much, and I accidentally tweeted this on my main public feed. And I'm like, on the one hand, I want to be popular. On the other hand, I like,
don't put your financials at risk.
Well, no, it's that I just, like, I want to be popular, but at the same time, I don't promote it because I don't want people to hear it.
So you have a lot of good viewpoints. I mean, that's why you have the following you do. But it's a tricky path to follow, right? I mean, you already hate people, so nothing good comes out of becoming more popular if you hate people. But
But I need to be popular.
You have to be popular like this. To be heard.
I want to make money doing this like I used to heard, but the problem is... It's not even part of the same sentence. It's just that I hate workings. It's just bullshit. How are people... I walk and it's just beige, beige, beige. I walk in the building, beige. I walk in the door of the office, the brown door, and then I press the key card. Beige carpet with brown dots. Then I open my office door, turn on the fluorescent lights. Beige walls, beige filing cabinets, beige carpet, beige, beige, fucking beige. And then Shoshana's telling me, oh, now the new thing is grayish. I'm like, what's grayish? Grayish is beige, but it's gray.
Yes.
Gray beige. I hate all of it so much. It's killing me.
Right.
But I shouldn't hate my job because it's paying me, and I have pay $50 a month for health care. But it's fucking awful.
Yeah, I don't think I'd lose that if I were you, but it's painful.
It's just ridiculous how much everything sucks. And it's ridiculous how much, like, when I wasn't working, I would have killed for this job. And now that I have it, I'm just like, man, I'm a pussy.
It happens, right? You have to consider the situation you were in before.
Right. Everything is great. Well,
everything fucking sucks.
At least we have the inevitable death to look forward to.
That's true. That's true.
So I'm going to read my tweets. Oh, yeah, this isn't the other one. Is this what you wanted, Trumpies? The House voted to wipe out the FCC's landmark internet privacy protections. He fucking voted to... Like, everything this guy does is like, it's like, destroy humanity.
There's nothing positive that's come out of his presidency.
No. Like, how do people spin this? How do his fans spin this? Like, oh, that's great. Privacy protection. Well, we need to create jobs.
Well, his fans don't talk about the stuff that matters, right? Right now, they're in this phase where they're just convincing themselves that he's doing everything he said he was going to do.
Yeah. Well, what about this one? At Real Donald Trump, war on coal. Really? You're the biggest moron on the face of the fucking earth. Does that not even bother you? And I was too lazy, but I wanted to find that clip that says, what is it? It's from Pink Flamingos. Now I can't remember, but it's like, oh, I forget. Something Connie and Raymond Marble say.
I've read it already. I'm not sure.
On the bright side, Patrick Stewart looks very good as Kellyanne Conway in drag.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. I don't know. My feelings are mixed on that because I used to think Patrick Stewart was like super handsome. And then to think that he pulls off that hag so well in his old age just makes me a little sad in the inside.
I know, it makes me think he's going the way of Richard Simmons. Ivanka Trump writes, I'm very excited to support my father and husband in the launch of the White House Office of American Innovation. And I'm thinking, father, husband? Is she talking about Donald Trump?
Is that Trump or Jared, right? It's kind of hard to tell.
Like, he's like 12 years old. It's just like, what the fuck?
There's too much ambiguity. Yeah, it makes me sick.
It's great, though.
Makes me sick. That's why I drink.
Yeah.
That's why we all drink. Well, maybe you don't, but I do.
Maybe.
Well, I think I'm going to let you go.
All right.
See if I can get late. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye, honey. Squish sound. Oh, and here's Cheryl coming now. CM, cunt manure. Cunt manure. That's your name? Well, when you came in on the Skype just now, it said CM. Cunt manure, right?
Cheryl Berkowski.
Cunt manure.
25.
Cunt manure.
Woman. Smoker.
Cunt
owner
manure.
Owner of 3/4 lung.
And cunt
manure. Smells like burning.
Cunt manure. Cunt manure. Cunt manure. Cunt
manure. I'm making a pizza.
Cheryl, you didn't...
I'm making a pizza and there's cheese dripping down onto the thing and it's getting all smoky.
Cheryl, we didn't want any climate change protection, did we?
Excuse me?
We don't want any privacy protections or climate change protections, do we?
No.
Good, because we don't have any.
Okay.
They got overruled.
Gotta open the window in here, because it smells smoky.
What's in your files? Why the fuck is my website so fucked up? Why
is everything awful? What did Christian do to it? He probably put some kind of Trojan horse in there.
Everything's been fine since I fixed it after he broke it, but, I mean, oops. Oh, maybe it's Hurricane Debbie or whatever the fuck. Cyclone Debbie.
He probably put a Trojan horse up in there. Now, Matt, did you hear that David D'Amato is dead?
Yeah.
Did you watch that program?
Yeah, I told you on the last time we spoke, but obviously you were senile and or on drugs. But yes, I did.
Yeah. Are you upset that she's dead?
Dee Dee?
Dee Dee Jr.
I'm not upset that he's dead. Why the fuck would I be upset that he's dead?
Well, I'm upset.
Yeah. Why are you upset?
Because I thought he was a nice person. He had made amazing videos, not gay.
Tickle, Tickle My Vagina, that he did, right?
Yeah.
Where's Debbie? Debbie's working as usual.
Lord.
Gerald, my birthday's in 2 days, which is the only reason I'm here.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. What about my donations?
Yeah, you get donations. You guys did okay the other day. You got like $100, maybe even...
How about today? Do we get some more? Today? You're just trying to raise awareness about your birthday.
Well, no, if people donate, then to PayPal during the Grum, then of course that's part of our Grum. Reagan wants calls, but Reagan never donates.
Well, there's no one to do calls because Debbie's not on the program.
What are you?
What?
What are you?
I don't do calls.
Since when?
I'm also against it, just like you.
What about the Richard Simmons podcast? Did you hear that piece of garbage?
I didn't hear the last two because,
so bad.
There's other better Grums that aren't stupid.
What do you like?
Well, I had high hopes when it was on original, the early ones, and then I decided horrible.
No, I mean, what other Grums do you like?
Well, I just started listening to the PNS again. I enjoy their retardation.
Now, how are they back permanently, or like what? How often are they back? I haven't heard their new incarnation yet.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing, and they got that the Girl Scout back and all that.
Yes.
I've been listening to, of course, Fresh Air. You know that girl. Sometimes I listen to her. Distorted View is my favorite.
Did you hear the Fresh Air where they were talking about the fucking colleges, the black universities?
No.
I was listening to that at work today. And Cheryl, what is it about when an intelligent woman has a black scent? Why do you always complain about that?
Who?
Well, like, there's an intelligent woman on there, and you could tell she was black because she has a black scent. And you were complaining about that earlier.
I was complaining.
You were saying something like it bothers you because it distracts.
I think you're projecting my intelligent
discussion. What?
You're projecting.
Somebody told me that. I think it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't?
Sorry. I also listen to this thing called Yeast Radio once in a while. There's a good Grum called Terrible, Thanks for Asking. I've enjoyed that one quite a bit. Don't know if you've heard of that. Uh-huh. You might like it because you're terrible. You didn't know that yet?
No.
Okay. This American Life, although usually I can't stand that shit.
I can't stand that faggoty Ira Glass.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I hate how, like, all these podcasts try to copy his style. And, like, the Richard Simmons guy, although he is a faggot, he has that same fag scent. And, yeah. Like would they purposefully try not to sound like a radio person and lisp? Like, they talk like this, and this, like, really sound like dumb and like we're girls. And then, the girls had to talk like this.
Yeah. And my other favorite is called Criminal.
Yeah, I listened to that when it first came out because Edith told me to, but I lost interest.
Oh, I think it's pretty good. They had one, let me see which one it was, that I thought was quite good. It's called In Plain Sight.
That's one of my favorite episodes. It's about the Plyoks, so I don't know if you'll like it. Garrison Keillor, yes, Garrison Keillor.
I like the episode of Criminal where this owl was attacking.
Where what?
An owl was attacking.
Oh, yeah. I saw an owl today, Megan.
Did it attack your hair?
No, but it made me think of that episode. Every time I see or hear an owl, I'm like, oh shit, it's going to kill me. But, you know, it makes sense because it looked like a rodent.
Edith says, breaking news, Trump eliminates LGBT category from the 2020 census. Well, I guess it will be all dead by then.
It makes sense. Well, at least then he doesn't, it's probably because he doesn't want to track us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Speaking of Edith, how are the donations? Ding dong.
It means today?
Yeah.
They suck. Have I mentioned that my birthday's in 2 days and you might want to...
what do you want for your birthday?
Amazon monies. Bloatedlesbian at gmail.com. Money, money, money. Money, 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 money. Can I talk to you about how bad Apple security is? So, like, there's this whole thing about how, like, some hackers threatening to, like, bust out all these illegal, you know, stolen accounts. So I'm, like, trying to secure my account because, you know, I got some notice that I should. So, I go in there, and you know there's, like, no way to reset all of your, like, you know, apps that are authenticated? Like, it's just bullshit.
You can't sign out of all your Grumhole.
No, you can't.
That makes sense.
I have double authentication turned on, and, like, the ones that, like, that don't support never mind. It's just awful. I hate them out.
Well, you know, you shouldn't talk about Pear like that yet.
Oh, Pear.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you were in Au Pair once, and you killed the child.
That and I said, oh, Pair.
Pair Fatty.
Au Pair Fatty. I loved all the stories shared about her.
Speaking of Pair's Fatty, what's this about Annie Melton getting gastric bypass surgery?
She must have gotten some good insurance.
And what's this about our favorite... who's your favorite My Strange Obesity?
Oh, that last one was so... When is that on tomorrow night?
What?
The 600 Pound Life, is that tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Because you remember the fat boy Get Down?
He's not going to be getting it again. He's not going to be...
Hey, he's going to be on it.
He's not going to be back. He was just on... Kevin?
No, Fat Boy Get Down. Remember that really fat guy that would go on with his shirt off and you hated him?
He's going to be on My Huge Mongous Body?
Yeah.
No way. The one that was always on Distorted View?
I don't think it's on Distorted View.
The one that always like does the stuff with mashed potatoes and he dances? That's from Distorted View.
Oh, well, I don't know if he...
Which fatty are you talking about?
There's a lot of fatties.
Which obese fatty are you discussing? Because I don't understand.
One of the horrible ones.
Oh, a horrible one.
Yeah.
This?
Can you hold on? I gotta get a pizza out of the oven. Go ahead. I'm gonna put you down.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think it's exciting.
What's the matter? You girdle too tight?
Girdle too tight?
Yeah.
I think it's exciting.
Cheryl, are you working? What? Money makes the world go around the world, go around the world. Money makes the world go around. Clinking, clinking sound. It makes that world go round. Money, 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 clanking, clanking, world. Cheryl is very ugly, you know. Makes the world go round. Cheryl, hello? Where's that fucking video I made of My Strange Vagina? Shit. Cheryl, I can't find it. Where's the holder? Let's see. Let's see.
Yes.
Cheryl from Illinois says I have this horrible medical condition called a prolapse, and I am not sure if I should have it surgically corrected. Yes, you should. Definitely. Definitely. I also don't know if I should see a lawyer about seeing the doctor, suing the doctor.
Suing the doctor.
I made a pizza for my black and May.
What kind of pizza did you make, honey?
What?
What kind of pizza did you make? Oh,
I have to talk softly because I'm going to be eating at the table and I don't want to disturb my Blanyuk. He's very Blanyuk.
Why?
Very dark.
What makes him that so
Blanyuk? He's quite dark.
Let me find some.
Dork.
But I have no choice because I have to stay clean. And things are getting much worse for me.
Ow, easy, Lisa.
I'm sorry.
Easy, Lisa.
You was the worst.
Cellulitis straining out of both legs so bad that I have fluid coming out all over.
Sorry.
He has barnacles coming out of his whatever.
Every time my legs strain, it's like I'm getting stung by a wasp or something.
You hurt my leg?
Yeah, it's
flat. Oh. Ow, my leg.
I got it.
No, you somebody got the fingernails in my leg.
I got it. Sorry.
I loved reading the hate mail. Every single comment on the My Strange Addiction board, on the My Strange Addiction Facebook page, on the, all of the, and there are millions of discussion boards about fatties. Every single comment was so negative. Nobody defended this guy. Not one person.
God, is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He found
this is the guy Fat Boy Get Down.
He found a He found some psychiatrist to help him, and he's losing weight.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And she was married with four kids.
I want to find where Dr. Nosegarden.
This is going to hurt a lot. But the hardest part of moving is my legs because I can't close them at all. So my biggest fear is getting through the door.
Ain't nothing open after 12 o'clock except legs, honey.
To get outside.
That's good.
The wrapping is feces.
All right, on the count of three, everybody ready?
Last time they took him in the ambulance and got him out the door, they scratched his leg, and I don't even think it healed up yet. So one of my biggest worries was getting him out of the house and not hurting him.
One, two, three.
Ow, ow, ow.
I don't think he moved.
It looks like a big doe.
He's on this side.
Okay. Whoa.
My legs is hurting a little bit.
Yeah, we've got them squeezed together. And we're going to probably cinch your legs some more to get you out the door. All right?
All right. All right.
But when we get this tight, we're going to go.
He's such a little bit.
We're going to need you to suck in, hold your breath.
Suck in.
All right. All right, James, keep your elbows in best you can, all right?
Watch my legs, please.
We got your legs. There you go.
All right,
keep your hands inside.
Keep
your hands on
your
chest, buddy.
Hug yourself,
man. Oh,
my legs.
Okay. We got you, brother.
Thanks, man. Cut my legs.
We got you.
Almost, sir.
Ow!
All right,
it's over.
You're
done. Oh, my legs are stuck. Oh.
You're outside of the door.
He's big as an ass, Cheryl.
Hug yourself, we're coming up.
They can't let my legs go. Don't.
They got you, baby. They got you.
No. Oh, my legs. Oh.
Keep your hands in, James.
Don't drop me.
James, it's okay.
Hold down.
No.
Man, when he gained 100 pounds.
That was amazing. Here's Dr. Nosegarden yelling at
him. He's following the diet.
He broke his ankle and got in the bed, and the bed broke, and so the fluid started retaining in his
Look,
you feeding him got him to this point.
I'm feeding him like he wants me to, but I'm not doing it purposely because I love him.
Hey, Fatso.
James.
You have barnacles.
If they don't bring you food, they're going to do it to him. Scream, yell.
Usually argue with her.
That's all.
Well, I get mad.
What are you coming to Houston for? We don't have a miracle for you. I talk to you, I talk to her, and what I see here...
Wait, I want to get back to where he yells at her.
In the bed.
Bed.
If we...
I want to see him on Shutter. No,
it's later, man. When they're in the hotel, the car broke down. She can't get any food.
James is not going to survive much longer. And since I've been working with you two, he's not lost any weight, and he's worse off now.
We're going to just have to stick to the plan of making the change of going to the
protein. There is no we, it's you.
Well,
there's no we, it's you. You are bringing the food, you're helping him to kill him. So why are you doing that?
Because if I don't bring it to him, I will pay hell the rest of the day.
How the hell is he going to raise the hell in the bed?
If we don't give him what he wants.
He can scream all he wants to. Don't tell me that. You are the one that you got him in this bed, and you're the one making his life miserable right now.
How the hell are you going to give him a hell? You'll give him all the food, a girdle, and he had the barnacles.
I've been trying to get him out of that bed.
No, you're not. But if he did last time I talked to you, he changed his diet.
But can we talk about Dr. Nosegarden's hair? I mean floofed, Cheryl. I love those, how those bald spots show. That
can you go to the apartment after he gains the weight? Because he's in the motel and she can't. They only get fast food like one time.
Okay, let's see.
And it makes him gain 100 pounds.
Is it after he gets rushed to the hospital?
My head is pounding.
I'm going to get it right now. It only take me a minute to walk up and walk back.
Oh, where he gets the fast food? She's getting the Chinese. It is.
I'm supposed to go see the doctor for my follow-up appointment tomorrow.
You want to see Nosegarden after Chinese?
Oh, God, those feet!
Jesus. I wasn't ready, Cheryl.
He's stressed lately, and he's not been sticking to the diet as much.
As much.
I like when he's like, oh, we have too many family problems, so we can't see Dr. Ann.
And I've been doing pretty good up until about...
stuff and my anxiety's been up.
Okay, I'll just...
Okay, I'm big as an ass.
Wait.
Oh, here he is.
Hey!
Hi, Dr.
Hi, Lisa.
Ann. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing okay.
All right. How are we doing with the diet and activity and exercise?
Diet's going good. Exercise
it's going great. Good.
Do you feel like you've lost any weight? Yeah, I feel like I feel loose, a lot looser.
But it doesn't look like you have lost much weight.
Well, I didn't think you could tell by looking. You said,
well, I can tell.
He's a
for being here for a couple months, and you should have a noticeable change in your body.
Well, I'm on a new mattress, too, and it's making my back stick out further, too.
If you followed the day,
he ate his mattress already.
Diet, you would have easily lost the weight you should have and more. So on a typical day, tell me what he's eating.
For breakfast, 2 eggs. And then he's been having like 2 pieces of turkey bacon or turkey sausage.
Right.
Okay. He hasn't been having lunch. He's been eating supper. And it will be like 4 ounces of meat. He does have a salad.
If we eat that, he should have shown on his body and lost a lot of weight. But he doesn't look like he lost much.
I know. I understand that. He hasn't, but I count the calories.
I love in this scene, like, his dick is sticking out, but they blur it. I don't even understand that.
Man, she is so full of shit.
You think? Well, the chat room people think that she's just there to get his disability check.
The packages. He's had steak, but he don't eat over 4 or 5 ounces.
Right.
There is no way that James is eating only 800 calories a day.
Cheryl, is this the part you wanted? This isn't very good.
When he goes back to the hospital and they see that he gained 100 pounds.
Here it is.
And then he says he's been eating like 12,000 calories a day.
Oh, wait. I love this girl's hair. The girl with the black waitress lady's nurse. She's got this amazing hat. It's like a red prolapse hat.
Oh, my gosh. No way this is possible. Something is wrong. Yeah. She's not reading it right or something.
She ain't reading the rhyme.
That's that grit.
Yeah. From the bed scale.
Mm-hmm.
The bed scale.
I can't believe I've gained that much weight.
Well, you're big as an house.
I'm going to have to tell Lisa that, you know, I've gained weight, and I don't think she's going to like that.
It's her fault.
Sorry, I got lost getting here.
Yeah, she went to the McDonald's.
They weighed me when I got here.
Have you lost more?
No.
You haven't? You haven't lost no more weight?
I gained.
You've gained weight?
A bunch.
A bunch.
You're kidding me.
They said I weigh 140 pounds now.
No, it's not.
That's what it's saying.
Are you sure that they didn't say 740?
No, I'm positive.
Very you know, good. There's just so obviously acting. So do they get money from the show? Is that why they were doing this? Like, obviously they know they've been fucking feeding his ass. Are they doing this to, like, keep staying in the show? So
well, what I want to know is, do they show Nose Garden and all the tapes?
Discouraging, I know that.
I don't know.
I know.
I know the doctor ain't going to be happy. I know that.
No.
Cheryl, is that a sleep number bed? What is his sleep number? 1,000?
1,000 PSI.
You know what Reagan said? Professor Fox said, she black, she not reading it right. Lisa can't read neither. He should sue SEW, the hospital. Reagan.
Oh, he's not going to be happy, and he's especially not going to be happy with me because I'm the one that brings you the food.
I'm a little nervous about Dr. Now knowing, you know, what I weigh because he's probably going to be very upset. So I really don't know what to expect from him, really. I just hope he has a lot of patience with me and gives me another chance.
We'll figure it out.
Man, like at the end,
somehow
his accomplishment is sitting
up in bed. I've never been this big before.
Yeah.
And I'm scared right now about what's going to happen.
Well, there has to be a narrative, Cheryl. They need a story to tell.
Yeah.
What are all the tubes in the front of his bed? Is that his obese fat? Is that like how they? Is that like
his turd?
It's a turd sucker.
Yeah.
I see. How does he have such a phone that's so big? That must be like a laptop, because it looks like a normal-sized phone in his hand.
Dale's coming by here soon to see me.
It's an iPad
Pro. And I'm not sure how he's going to react when he's scared. He's going to say he's done with me.
Hello,
I still can't believe that's accurate. I think the scale has to be wrong.
Fuck
it's wrong.
I've been working at this.
We don't need your goddamn inner dialogue monologue.
It's a truck scale, man.
Way to get food, so we had to order food in.
Doesn't matter what you say, okay? The scale is going to tell me what I need to know.
Right.
And what you're telling me is not the reality about his eating habit, because that doesn't make any sense. Things are so bad. They're really... If you continue like that, I don't think you're going to live to the end of year.
Oh, Dr. Nose Galarpatin.
You know that I'm just now getting resources that I've been needing.
We're talking about your food. We're not talking anything
all
else.
All of it. I've needed all of it, though, to start with. I haven't had home health. I've had nothing.
Are you telling me not to start? What did that have to do with your eating habit? Well, you should have Ross right now.
I asked for a nutritionist when I first got here, too, and I didn't get it.
James, this is ridiculous. What nutrition you need in accepting the instruction that I gave you that works everybody else and can follow them except you.
I had to retrain my body from eating cheeseburgers.
You gained 100 pounds and you're saying it's not your fault? That you needed to retrain your body? Seriously? You're eating yourself to death and you don't want to quit that. And that's your responsibility. Nobody else is in here. You got yourself in this bed.
You know what I would have said? I would have said, Kevin, you eat more than you burn, and you gain weight.
Body brain, son.
And you weigh 835 pounds. You're fat, and you have barnacles. Next!
Then you're overeating, and she's bringing it to you, and then you come here. Oh, we have been following. Maybe you slip a couple times. Yeah. You really think you can lie your way out of this?
And there's footage of it, man.
You can gain over 100 pounds by cheating just a little. You've been eating almost 10,000 calories a day.
10,000 calories a day. What?
They have crews there all the time doing video.
I don't think they do.
Why don't they show video of them eating Chinese?
They only have the one video of Chinese. I don't think they have video of all the other shit. I think... Are you done showering?
Hold on.
Jesus. I think they're hiding it from the camera crew because they don't want to get kicked off the show. So they're like trucking in McDonald's. I remember, did you see on his donation page, some Mexican restaurant donated $300 to his GoFundMe?
No, they didn't.
Yes, girl.
That's almost recently? 13 times of yes. what you should be eating in a day.
What?
I mean, this is just mind-boggling.
Cheryl, if you haven't done the research to prepare for this, Grum, I'm not going to help you. It means you don't want to lose the weight either.
Imagine last time when we were doing the Grum and watching us.
Stop
we checked the page, and it's $25.
No, you were at the wrong GoFundMe then. That was the old one.
I know, like I said, that we have
Link, has please. Cheated. Link, please.
I don't have it. This is your job to do research.
That's what the chat room's for.
If
Nick.
You don't have the desire for Kevin to lose the weight, I can't do it for you.
Link, please.
You'll have a plan.
They'll not bring
if
him nothing
some
else.
Some is not some. Is every day and every hour and every meal. Is not some.
Do you think that's duty water in that little plastic bottle? Did you see that?
What do you expect us to do?
Did you see that bottle of duty water?
Yeah.
There, see?
What?
Dr. Nausgarten is really taking acting lessons. Here, I paused it on the duty water. I know it's going to be a while, Cheryl, but it's a brown water, and there's no label on it. I'm thinking it's duty.
Okay.
Well, do you have thoughts on this or no?
What I'll take a look when it's available. Okay.
Tell me.
I don't know.
What are you going to do with your life? You want to stay in the bed till you die?
No, I want to get out of it.
How?
Lose weight.
How?
Eat right.
So why haven't done it up to this point?
I don't know.
Big as an ass. Big as an ass.
You might as well go back home. Because there's nothing we can do for him.
Please don't give up on us, okay? I won't bring him another thing. I promise you that if you just won't give up on James. You're one of the best doctors in this world. We cannot lose you.
I just want to be on TV so I can afford my McDonald's.
Okay, why are you here? We're going to keep you on 800-calorie-a-day controlled diet. After that, what happens will be up to you. No outside food for him, okay?
No outside food for him.
Okay.
I love Dr. Nails. So many people love Dr. Nails Garden after this episode.
It's Dr. Now.
Whatever.
Rise to the challenge and get under 600 pounds so I can go back to him with my head held high and get that weight loss surgery.
James, look at me and say hi to your dad.
Hi, Dad. Look.
Hi, Dad, I took your money for your life savings and spent it on this goddamn van to get my fat over so I could eat Chinese in Houston. Cheryl?
Yeah?
How's your weight? How much does Andy Mountain weigh?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Can't talk about that. He probably had to lose 50 pounds.
Are you in touch with her, him, it?
No.
Run out. Yeah, this Man. Is the guy. Wasn't this guy in Distorted View?
I mean, he used to play videos of him just like everyone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So he's going to be on this fucking Grom?
This week, yeah.
Oh, no.
I hope he died, too.
Oh, no. Cheryl, he's horrible.
He's the worst. He just wants attention. This is exactly what he wanted, and he begged to be on this program many times.
Because he wasn't this big before, was he?
Yeah.
When we used to watch him on our Grom, he was like half this weight. Let me have the computer read some of this, since you're too stupid.
The real 800-pound man, morbidly obese man who claimed he was a victim after being thrown out of hospital for ordering pizza, is caught on camera harassing a nurse and mocking taxpayers who pay for his treatment. Stephen S. Santee, 33,
okay, it's gonna be
managed
good,
to lose 20 pounds at Rhode Island Hospital. Santee, from Cranston, was asked to leave after violating care plan. His father managed to load as Santee, who weighs 778 pounds, into his SUV. He says he can't take his son home as he would return to
Where's
his previous dangerous eating
video,
habits. However, a few YouTube videos show another side of as Santee, as he claims to abuse hospital staff in one and mock taxpayers in another.
Hello? Nurse?
Cut his off.
Nurse? What the F is going on here?
Man.
No!
Jesus Christ. He's the
nurse! Nurse!
She doesn't need to
nurse!
Cheryl, remember when he used to stand?
Nurse!
He used to dance. I don't think he can dance anymore. He just says nurse. He's picking his nose
nurse!
And flicking
it.
Jesus Christ.
People are deaf. Like, for real?
For real?
I want to be him.
He's a fag.
Dead, having a heart attack. Yes, the machine's beeping. Seriously, I'm going to die. Give me a headache.
You're going to die because your machine's beeping? Is that
I'm getting a headache from it. Really bad.
I know, me too. Okay, hold on, okay?
You're not in here. How could you be getting a headache?
I can hear it through the machine, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you,
why
sir.
Why didn't he press silence?
Oh, this is going to be a good grum, Cheryl. This is
he
this
should week? Press silence and then restart.
This is going to be on tomorrow?
I think so.
Here, this is fuck the taxpayers.
Are we going to watch that?
Can I go any faster? Can
I go any faster?
I want it to be faster.
Faster.
This video is just for you taxpayers, and I want to say thank you very much, you mother hater taxpayers, douchebag, chapman ass mother. Thank you for paying taxes, because without you, I would not have this urinal to pee in. Without you, I would not have this cans of food to eat.
Cheryl, why didn't Donald Trump use this? He could have gotten his American amazing healthcare plan passed. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Foul mouth racist tirade. See what that is. Oh, that's...
This is The Close-Up. Conversations about creativity.
Yeah, my hair's messy, but I'm still
sexy.
You know what I'm saying? But I got a bone to pick with a couple people that go in tiny chat and talk all the time about me. I thought you said you only had Sundays off, Dylan. But I'm starting to believe, see, when the police came to your house yesterday,
okay, I don't know.
They were probably serving you community service, you.
Okay, too much beeping. Wasn't there something new from the farter?
Excuse me?
The farter.
Are you talking about white guys farting my face?
How many farters do you know? Yes.
Yeah, he's put out some new videos.
Link pulls?
Really? You can't find it yourself, white guys farting my face?
I'm working. I have a job. It's called grumming.
Okay.
Do you have a job yet, honey?
I told you. I'm doing a few jobs here and there. I'm looking for, you know...
For what?
Full-time daycare...
Oh.
It's horrible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. White guys fart in my face. Where's this channel? Mm-hmm. Is this it? Nope. Full Thursday lane.
I think it's exciting.
Too tight? What's the matter? Your girdle too tight? What's the matter? Your girdle too tight? What's the matter? Your girdle too tight?
Ew. I think it's exciting.
Everybody, I'm making a YouTube video and I want to clarify myself and be clear. I'm sorry for what I said, whites and blacks. Like I said, I'm not racist. If I was racist, I would be upholding my system and saying blacks are better. That don't make sense. How can
he's
I be? Listen, why is it okay for everybody to say they like utter racist. They can say they like blacks, Asians, Latino, Hispanic. As a black person, why can't I say what I like? Why is it all my life people always say I'm ugly, too attractive, not this enough, not that enough? Why can't people judge what's in my heart and in my head? Why is America always built up on how a person look? Why can't people ask questions anymore? Why don't y'all do that? And to prove to you that I'm not racist, I want to make a difference in the gay community and the trans community when it comes to books. Listen, trans people, I want to talk to trans women. You're more than your body. That's one. You're more than talking about how you became a trans. That's two. Trans men, you are more than just you being a man with a vagina. You are a man that have a lot to offer with intelligence. And also, yes, I might have a fart fetish of white people, but let me tell you something. In a gay trans community, I want to make a difference in books. See, there's two sides of me. One part of me want to express my fart fetish with white guys and white masculine butch women. But part of me want to make a difference in a trans community, the gay community, with books and stories. I'm tired of the gay community. They always say you got to look your best. And they always say this is how a hot man look. No, see people as people. I'm tired of saying that they say we're all get AIDS and we're all disgusted. Growing up, I've been watching a lot of stuff where they always say every gay man got disease and every gay man treat like we're somebody to throw in the trash. And as a, you know, that hurts me. I'm going to make a difference because we need to get off this thing who looks the best. And as the gay community, we got to stop this conceitedness. That's dangerous. See, let me show you something. I'm trying to make a book. See?
Oh, dear.
This is going to be books of different race of people, different race of guys. Black,
normal,
Latino, white, Hispanic. See?
Latino and Hispanic?
Try to make a difference because all of us don't get diseases. I want to make books. Okay. And here's more.
Black, like I said,
and whites, and Asians, and Latinos. See?
I'm making a YouTube video.
See? I'm trying to make a difference with books, too.
With books, too.
See? Here's more. White, black, Native American.
And Indian.
And Asians. Don't fucking judge a book by its cover. You don't know me to say I don't love other race. I do love other race. In my, I still have room for love for all race of people. Just because I might be attracted to white guys' farts and white masculine women farts, it doesn't mean I can say fuck
them. Can we do a count of Simply Sarah? I want to count the calories in this one.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Colonel.
Nice music.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make a pizza bubble up bake. What we're going to use in our bubble up bake is some biscuits. And disgusting. I'm using 3 cans of any kind of biscuits you want to use.
Like three, home man. Style.
You know, the 10 biscuits in a can. This is so a 7.5 ounce can, and they come 4 bundled up in a pack. You're going to take your biscuit here. You're going to cut your biscuit in half and cut your half in half.
What is she? What else does she use those scissors for?
Your 3 cans of biscuits.
She's putting 30 biscuits in
there. This is my leftover homemade pizza sauce that I used in my ravioli bake. 2.5 to 3 cups of some kind of pizza sauce, spaghetti sauce, marinara sauce, whatever you want to use.
So,
you know, this is already doctored up with garlic.
She's got a saucy secret.
And lots of Italian seasoning.
If you don't have
okay,
it,
now
you
goes in a cup of chopped onion that I had to use up out of the fridge. 2 cans of the 2.25 ounce of sliced black olives goes in.
Yeah.
You use any kind of pizza toppings that you like. Like if you're going to put sausage or hamburger in here, cook it up in the skillet first, drain it from it.
I hate olives.
And then put it in.
You like olives?
You can use bell pepper.
Disgusting.
Any other stuff that you like on your pizza. We're going to add 2 of the 6.5 ounce
cans. I love the jump cuts right here.
Yeah, great editing. She was probably breathing.
I also drained the black olives real good. We're going to use a whole 6 ounce pack of pepperoni, but then we're also going to save some from the package to top.
Look at that. She uses the worst kind of mushrooms.
As much stuff as you
She's
want.
She's just mixing this
now
all
we're
up.
We're going to come with about a cup and a half of some shredded mozzarella, and then we're going to top it with some
mozzarella.
Put some Parmesan cheese in here, and it goes into a greased baking dish.
The sound sounds like her pussy, Cheryl, when she was mixing
it out.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this looks.
Then we're coming with some more shredded mozzarella cheese.
Jesus.
Just a little bit
top
of cheese.
Top it off with your leftover.
Oh, my God.
Pepperoni that you put to the side.
That's good.
Hormel. Hormel's a good brand, Cheryl.
Now we're going to pop it in the oven. I've got my oven preheated to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're going to bake it for about 35 to 40 minutes.
Who are those pigeons?
All right, our pizza bubble up bake is done. And I went exactly 40 minutes. Now, if your top is not brown as like you like it, then stick it in the broiler for about 3 to 4 minutes.
Her top is brown like Matt Peters.
I'll let it cool for about 10 minutes before I start digging into it. Because it's popping hot.
Digging into it.
Melty. Wiggly cheese.
Melody.
We're going to put some in a bowl. And we're going to top with some chopped basil.
More cheese and more pepperoni.
I needed to use it. And then serve it with the side salad, and then you have a perfect
salad.
Dinner. There you have it. Pizza.
Imagine how much fat can you imagine is in that?
I want
the calories. 30 of those biscuits. One of those biscuits. Let me look at this.
Well, why isn't she in the videos anymore?
Biscuits. What?
Why isn't she in the videos anymore?
Because she's so obese. Pillsbury biscuits.
That's a good thing.
Hold on. I'm looking at the nutrition for you.
This is my favorite sassy trend.
Thank you very much.
No, not this one.
It is truly...
This one.
Madge, that's so anti-gay.
Tweets that you regret in hindsight.
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
So you never would...
Very seldom! Probably wouldn't be here right now. So very seldom. We have a tremendous group of people that listen, and I can get around the media when the media doesn't tell the truth, so I like that. As far as, wiretapping, I guess, by, you know, this past administration, at least we have something in common, perhaps.
It's Reagan.
And just to finish... your question. We said nothing. All we did was quote a certain, very talented legal mind who was the one responsible for saying that on television. I didn't make an opinion on it. That was a statement made by a very talented lawyer on Fox. And so you shouldn't be talking to me. You should be talking to Fox. Okay? Great.
Are they from Tri...
You like that, Cheryl?
Yeah.
What else?
I've got a little
what else is for show and tell?
What?
What else is for show and tell tonight?
I don't know what else she got.
This? Grandparents?
Yeah. Grandparents?
Good evening, America. I'm Chloe Sevigny. It's recently come to my attention that I possess grandparents. Exactly one half month before my birthday, I received curious postage. A gold-embossed ivory vellum featuring a $20 bill signed, Your Grandparents. I placed the currency firmly in the trash and set out to solve the mystery. I bolted into a taxidermy class and consulted Bruce Dern, Camilla Parker Bowles, and Boba Fett. Turns out, they each have different grandparents. Here's what I also learned about these ancient people. They remember the past. They smell like powder and collected coins. If you can eat it, they can pickle it. Most come in pairs. Some singles are available. But beware, many don't exist at all. Here now a list of my favorite grandparents. Maureen Stapleton. So I started a foundation. Our colors are off blue and grade peat. We're officially sponsored by Time Warner, Gatorade Protein Bars, and Seeds. Our foundation strives for its goals. You've got mail.
They want you to watch her most recent cake that she did. It's called a Splenda cake, I think.
Oh, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a Splenda cake.
Didn't we watch that already?
Oh,
alright.
I'm uploading a new duty for you.
Yellow cupcakes. So to start with, I've got my tray lined with my baking cup.
I don't think that's simply Sarah. She's about 300 pounds too light.
Yeah, that's not her.
My favorite part of home is our inner courtyard. I've never...
Big as an house.
Love the music.
Yeah, James. Jammin'.
Welcome to another episode of Super Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make an old-fashioned hot fudge sundae cake. Now, you mix this right in the pan you're going to bake it in. So I've got a baking dish here. This is a round baking dish. You can do a 9x9 square baking dish.
9x9.
Hot plate, whatever you want to use. I've already sprayed it. And I've also got 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of sugar, and I'm using Splenda. You can go ahead and use regular sugar, 2 tablespoons of unsweetened baking cocoa powder, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And we're just going to whisk everything together to combine. Okay, now we're going to put in 1/2 cup of milk. I'm using whole milk. 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. 1 teaspoon of some vanilla extract, and then you can put some nuts in here, about 1 cup of nuts, pecan, walnuts, whatever you want to use.
Your
batter's going to be real thick, so just work with it. Don't put any more milk or oil. And press it out to the bottom of the pan.
Now we're going to come
with another layer. 1 cup of brown sugar. And my brown sugar looks funny. I'll show you what kind I'm using. 1 cup of packed brown sugar. I'm using just like brown sugar. It's for diabetics, people that's on low carb. It's vegan. I get it online.
Low carb, vegan,
it's
just a very brown sugar
alternative for a person that's diabetic. So that goes in. Then you sprinkle over 1/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, you know, that you bake with. Then you come with
so much artificial
1 3/4 cup
then
of
you come.
Very hot water and pour right over the top. Okay, you do not mix it. A preheated 350 degree Fahrenheit oven.
I'm hungry, Precious.
And we're going to bake it for about 30 to 40 minutes. I'll check on it as it's baking. And it's going to make its own fudge sauce down in your cake. Hot fudge sundae cake just came out of the oven.
Good.
I'll let it sit for about 5 minutes before we get ready to scoop into it.
Cheryl, this is duty. Oh my God, Jesus.
She helped mix up the hot fudge and
stuff. Are you kidding me?
And then when it's nice and hot still, we're going to top it with a scoop of ice cream. I'm using the added sugar ice cream that's sugared with Splenda. I'm going to come with some whipped topping on top too. And if I had a cute little maraschino cherry to go on top, I would totally put that on. And it's so hot, it's going to start melting your ice cream.
Melting.
But there you have it.
Is she trying to adapt her diet to her diabetes by just putting chemicals? Can you imagine?
I don't understand. Shit? If you got diabetes and all these problems.
That shit makes...
Just because it doesn't have, like, plain sugar in it doesn't mean it's good for your diabetes, you dumb bitch.
And Cheryl, can you imagine when I eat one little thing that is that sugar-free stuff, it makes me shit. Can you imagine?
You must have such horrible teeth.
I would love to get a recording.
I think there's a recording in the holder, actually.
Of her duties?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
I don't think that it's liquid enough, but she sent me one.
She did she?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
Madge, when I grumped with Debbie.
Yeah.
Well, so I had going out to eat Ethiopian food, yeah. The Flyox, and I had the worst duty during the Grum with Debbie.
Oh.
I don't know if she released that. I don't think she did.
Oh, no, I'm sure she didn't. She's probably afraid somebody will get it.
Well, she put it on YouTube, and of course it was taken down automatically.
Ugh. Why the fuck would you put it on YouTube?
I don't know. She does.
She's fucking retarded. That was Scott Sutton's duty from August 30th, 2015.
How did you feel you were feces?
Well, I have a question. How did you feel you were feces?
Again, Richard, a duty.
Man. Feces is leaking down the side of my chiffon dress, and I need to get this backpack back.
Where's this duty, Cheryl?
What?
You promised me a duty. I don't need a duty.
It's in the holder.
The Cheryl D? Oh, there's one today. This one?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Omar. Wait, is that you playing it or me?
It's you.
Oh, that's good. Hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties. Please entertain yourself while I... Oh, there. Ooh. Oh. Jesus, Cheryl, what? Does that come out of you?
Yeah.
What happened? It sounded like you had a couple gerbils up in there.
Well, that was the remnants the next day from the Ethiopian.
This is February 9th D for Madge.mp3. I hear kale. Was there kale in that duty?
No.
I heard kale.
No kale.
Oh.
Does it sound crispy?
It sounds enormous, is what it sounds.
Oof.
Oh my god. It sounds like the,
It's sounding not to see Kyle Froman sing. That's nice.
It sounds like Long John Silver's. No, not Long. You know that. That's what it sounded like. I'm going to do a symphony of duty for your duties right now. Because I'm inspired, Cheryl. You've inspired me.
You're welcome.
For a duty, a symphony. What is this? Duty. In stereo, Cheryl. So much duty.
Okay, you do not mix it. A pre-mix before we get ready to dust.
Hello?
Just a second, I had screwed up something. I had a little technical problem. mixing you with Beyonce.
No, turn it off.
Somebody was saying Cheryl can't handle all the duty. The problem, audience, is not that. Cheryl loves the duty. The problem is Cheryl doesn't want to hear Beyonce. Right? Oh, call ended, fucking cunt. Cheryl, I told the audience, I said the problem, they think that the reason you hung up is because you don't want to hear the duty. The problem is not that you don't want to hear Beyonce. Not the
I
duty.
Hate her, and I wouldn't come on the ground to listen to Beyonce.
But the duty's fine. But I assume since you hung up that you don't want any money.
Man. Mm. That's the dumbest thing that anyone's ever said to me.
All right, well, let's do this money.
Do people have a chance to make their donations for the day?
I don't know, but I gotta go.
Excuse me?
I gotta go. Let's see.
Please make your donations now. Your donation will help support Madge Weinstein, who works very hard all day to be miserable and bring her stories of misery to you. Cheryl Markowski, who has to support the children at the daycare center, her tanning and her extravagant lifestyle, and Deborah Wilkerson, who works at a very, very important school. Hello?
Yep.
What happened?
Beyonce.
Oh, I needed to address something, Mange.
What's that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to address something.
Address?
Very important.
Go ahead.
Let me scroll up in this message. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright. Mm. So, there were some rumors going around, and I want to address them.
Oh, okay.
It's come to my attention that on the last two visits that I had to the School for Girls, there were very vicious rumors. Please keep in mind that these are rumors. They are not true. So I'm going to put them to rest. First, the School for Girls is for sale, or Madge is selling the School for Girls. This is false. It is not true.
Cheryl, this is not funny. This is an internal memo between your School for Girls. Nobody's going to get why this is funny. Now let's split the money. Jesus Christ.
That was just for dabbing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we cut it short because it would have not made sense. When's the last time we had a payout?
Oh, Lord. It was a long time
ago. It was March 8th. Lying bitch. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me?
You're a lying bitch. You're a bitch. You always were. You always will be.
I got old in the hole.
You're not going to sell this house.
What?
You're not going to sell this house.
You just moved in.
You're dumb, and you don't get any references to anything gay, because you're an idiot. All right. Let's see.
Gotta open this holder.
Open this hole?
Yeah.
Is it pink? Did you like my my video the with
salad?
The fruit?
The vegan salad. Delights.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
So we're going to start with March 14th.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, we had like an 8-day vacation from donations.
Okay. March 14th. Still not.
Are you ready? Do you have your spreadsheet out?
Yeah.
I'm not ready. All right, hold on.
March
14th. Brian Place, $14.26.
How many you cut out?
What?
I didn't hear you cut out.
$14.26.
Okay.
Steve Stalzi, who we hadn't heard from in a while, but we revived, thanks to me. $6.17.
Thank you, honey.
Luke T., who always sends us YouTube videos that everybody has seen a million times. $6.66. Ashley Wolf, $4.55. Gareth, $4.50. Auntie O, $4.50. David M, $4.55. Heather D, $4.55. And then again, the exact same Heather D, $4.55. She obviously made a mistake, but I don't care. Mark C, $23.97. Vince L, $50 even. The only person that can figure out how to not have fees. Luke T, $7. And last, Lades, from today, the only donation from today, actually it was yesterday, is $9.41.
Wait.
Yeah.
What about Anonymous and Edith? Hold on.
I don't see those. When did they donate?
I mean, it's fine. They donate all the time, but perhaps they meant to. I want to make sure that they have an opportunity if they wanted
to. Well, they do, but you're going to get it next time.
No.
How much do we have?
Give them a chance.
How much, Cheryl?
Not enough.
Cheryl, give me the total.
I'm adding it up. Jesus. We need some more.
I gotta go. For real.
Come on.
I got somebody on my way. My thus and so is on his or her way over. I gotta go.
Oh, woofed.
Like okay, now.
We got $48.22.
$48.22 each? Okay.
Yeah. We ain't doing it, why?
It's not too bad, Cheryl, for all the work you did, which is nothing. All you did is crap and record it twice. It's not a big deal for you.
Hold on. 6:30.
What's that noise?
Hold on.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
That's,
Beyonce?
No, Debbie posted Not Falling, just a little sample comes out, a few more small turds at 5:54.
Okay, sent your money. All right, Cheryl, gotta go. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, honey. I hope we can grum again soon.
Well, keep the duties coming.
Okay.
It's important to do.
See you later, honey.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey.
Squish sound.
Oh, my God. See, Aunt Teresa just died. Aunt Teresa died. She was so fat.